This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Excuse me, where's everybody going?
To Gobbler's Knob. It's Groundhog Day.
It's still just once a year, isn't it?
Gobbler's Knob, or Capitol Hill, more like Groundhog Day for sure. Kevin McCarthy, again, lost 11 speaker votes. 11, my friends. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. This is the story that everybody's talking about. And why? Because it's big table stakes for you and I. Listen, this is our legislative body. What in the world has happened to the Republicans? Not good for the Republicans, and certainly not good for the American people, because so much gets pushed back. All the committees, all of our tax dollars are being wasted with these votes after votes after votes after votes after votes. Did I say 11 votes? Yes, he will not give up. He's going to have to give up the gavel, or something else is going to have to happen. And McCarthy says there's no timeline for getting to 218 votes, and he defends the concessions that he's made to try and get there. But this speaker impasse, my friends, is not good for us in so many ways, including when it comes to national security. And you could say, well, handing over the gavel, picking a Speaker of the House, how can that be? Because the inability to do that is backing everything up. There are members that haven't been sworn in and are being locked out of classified briefings. They're not in the briefings. So now you think about, how do you play catch-up? So even the day-to-day national security developments, because they don't have security clearance until they're sworn in. So the impasse means that the current Congress is not in a position, by the way, to either authorize or stop a war, just in case we ended up there. But forget that. It's all of the classified briefings. It's things that are so important, especially in the world that we live in. This is ridiculous that this is not happening. Even Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick, a Pennsylvania Republican, he's a member of the House Intelligence Committee. He says he's concerned about national security because of this impasse, saying it's bad, it's really bad. He says he doesn't have access because he's not sworn in. He said he can't get his China briefing. How about the Ukraine briefing? How about Iran? What's happening there? So a third, think about this, a third of our government, as Fitzpatrick noted, is offline right now. That's pretty dangerous, I would say. That's just one little tiny piece of this, because there are other committees, there are other things that are not getting done, right? They're not getting done. So it's problematic that you can't elect a speaker. And you think about the briefings, the discussions. How about the next round of aid to Ukraine? What are the other dangerous implications of this? It trickles down to what happens to you and me in our backyards. So patience is wearing thin, not just on the Hill. I think all around it's wearing thin. So now it becomes a question of, now we're going into Friday. And there's been a big Republican huddle, of course there is, to try to figure out what to do. So the House has moved into double-digit votes, and there is this sort of optimism in Kevin McCarthy's camp that this will happen, but what if it doesn't happen? This is 3 days in a row and 11 votes where it hasn't happened. But McCarthy said, after leaving the Capitol very late on Thursday night, I feel very positive. I feel more positive today. I think we had good discussions. It comes to a good point. The expectation is that McCarthy is not going to get all the votes necessary to become speaker. So if he doesn't, then what is going to happen, right? What is going to happen that's going to somehow change this scenario? There are discussions about who else could jump in and who would get the votes and who would be acceptable. Who would be acceptable? And it's crazy what's happening. Even when the 11th ballot got underway, it definitely, I could see it, it definitely became clear that this is being debated. You know, you had Andy Biggs, Republican from Arizona. We got a lot of people listening in Arizona. He screamed out, "Hold the line! Hold the line!" He's one of the 20 holdouts. And he tweeted it on Thursday morning. He was pushing out all over the place. And so that was while McCarthy was assuring reporters that he was making progress. I don't think so. So who is next? I think that's the question. If this doesn't happen, if this impasse continues through Friday, then something else has to happen because it's chaos. And, you know, it's weird because it's chaos that we usually don't see, that we haven't seen in 100 years. None of us were alive for that. So that's how long you have to go back into our history to have this kind of a debacle. And plus, look, McCarthy is giving up some of the power of being the speaker before he's even won this vote in the first place because of the concessions he constantly is giving into. Whatever it takes. It's almost like this whatever it takes mentality, which I think is not good because then it's a watered down speaker. So the holdouts are not budging, right? They're not budging. They refuse to vote for McCarthy because they don't like what he's given into. And he hasn't given in to enough of their demands. If you go on C-SPAN, it is must-see, shockingly, C-SPAN TV. You just have to wade through a bunch of nonsense. But trust me, you'll get there. I don't think they'll get there. All right, coming up on this show, we got a mic drop moment. We got the mailbag. Tons of interesting mail. You can always send me your thoughts 24/7. That hasn't changed. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. We have great news on DeMar Hamlin. And this can't wait. To me, this is another thing that everybody's talking about. So we had the Monday Night Football game. And we had Hamlin, who was basically dead on the field and was resuscitated, then was resuscitated again at the hospital. And now he is doing much better. The doctors had great news that neurologically, it looks like he's moving his hands, his feet, and that they have hopes that it's going to be fine. He scribbled on a clipboard, according to his doctor, "Did we win?" That was his first question when he woke up. "Did we win?" And the doctor said, "You won the game of life," which was a great answer. So he's still critically ill, but his condition has improved substantially in the past 24 hours. His function is intact. That's a good place to be, even though there are still a lot of steps in front of him. They want him to completely be breathing on his own. But I know a lot of people are breathing a sigh of relief to hear that amazing news. There's a lot of tweets of celebration from teammates, players around the league, and so many people around the country, too, as well. More odds and ends, things you might have missed, including, did you have to shovel a lot of snow?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
What's going on with the weather, because the weather is terrible. California, parts of the Midwest, massive snow, people trying to dig out. But if you're feeling lucky, you know, the Mega Millions is sky high because there was no winner again. So once again, on Friday, the jackpot rolls over. And the jackpot is a crazy, crazy number. You know, it just keeps going up when that happens. So there was an estimated $785 million. So you do the math. Are we talking over $1 billion? Can you imagine that? You just, you know, plunk down a couple dollars and who knows, right? You could end up winning. And they always say that in the spots, right? Somebody has to win. So the jackpot has just soared, and the interest in Mega Millions is, of course, off the charts. Another thing, another common denominator, another conversation, $1.5 billion is what I have, because that's going to change, I think, but $1.5 billion. Wow. And I think that's actually a little high. I think it's just going to be like, I think it's going to be like $1 billion, or it's going to be $940 million. I think it's going to be 940. It's closing in on a billion. So I think that 1.5 estimate is a little off. I don't think it gets there. I think it's going to be like 1 billion. That's what I'm going to say. And it's going to be close to it if it's not that. I just cannot imagine, if somebody wins that, wrapping your head around, wow, that is so much money. If somebody won that money and said they're going to go back to work, don't even talk to me. There's like no way. You're not going back to work. You can open whatever else you want to open up. You can be philanthropic. You can do whatever you want to do. But I can't imagine saying, because sometimes you hear people say that, that you love what you do, you're going back to work. And there are how many states from coast to coast? Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, West Virginia, Texas, Pennsylvania. So we'll see what happens with this drawing and if somebody gets it this time around. So 23 consecutive drawings, no Mega Millions jackpot winner dating back to October 14th of last year. I mean, that's how far back we have to go on this thing. Crazy. All right, the weather is crazy. And the weather, especially when you talk about California, that bomb cyclone, it just the amount of rain, the amount of destruction, the evacuations ordered because the California storm knocked out power, 30-foot waves off San Francisco. Have you ever been to San Francisco? To say 30-foot waves? I've spent some time in San Francisco and in some of these coastal areas, and I can't imagine what that was like. I mean, you talk about a major storm. Mudslides killed 23 people in 2018. And that's the concern, right? When you have so much rain that is dumping into the San Francisco Bay Area, where another 6 inches comes down. So the intensity overnight into Thursday morning in Santa Barbara, where I used to live, Ventura counties, they saw so much rain there. And then you've got, you know, clogged storm drains, and people are out there with emergency supplies and ponchos and doing whatever they can to help people who are stuck or trapped or, you know, whatever. Because it is this weird atmospheric river storms that's happened in a state, by the way, that has been drought-stricken, let's face it. So, of course, there's a state of emergency. That was declared way earlier in the week. And then you think about Southern California, evacuations for people that have been in areas burned by 3 wildfires in Santa Barbara County, because that heavy rain overnight causes flooding and it unleashes all that debris flow. And then the mudslides, and the mudslides is very tough to get away from some of those mudslides. So listen, they had to go door to door. The sheriff's deputies went door to door, and they contacted at least 480 people. Right? Because all you have to remember is 5 years ago, Montecito, California, they had mud, debris that came down from the mountains through the whole town to the shoreline. That killed the 23 people and destroyed 100 homes. And a lot of famous people live there. So Oprah Winfrey, she saw some damage near her, all of that, but wasn't washed away in the things that happened, obviously, with what came down the mountain. So it's a crazy stretch of that Highway 1 that is so, so dangerous. But look, even in Sacramento, just all these various parts of California, all of a sudden, this so much drought, and now it's turned into something just completely different. And in the Midwest, ice, heavy snow at the mothership in Minneapolis. A lot of the guys telling me about how they had to try to dig out and come in. We have Alex K with us this time around, and he was maybe one of the lucky ones because he got to kick back. And he didn't have to shovel a lot, but he didn't have to come into work. It just happened to be his off days. So that's what happens. People are having to dig out, and it's taking them an hour or more. And that's if they're lucky and can get out. Some people are getting trapped. That's what happened also to a lot of people. So in Illinois, 6 tornadoes, rare for January, right? 6 tornadoes, the largest number since 1989. So all kinds of bizarre history is being made and records are being broken, but not in the good sense, because it's dealing with the elements, dealing with what's the remnants. And I've said this in the last show, and there's absolutely no doubt about it, my friends. If you don't have what they call a go bag, boy, it's so time to put one together. Whatever it is, the emergency papers, the bills, the whatever, the Social Security cards, the whatever it is that you have, to be put in some place where you can just grab it and go. And then some clothes. And then a water supply. Whatever it is. But having that now, I think, is more important than ever. And every quadrant of the United States for different reasons. So that you don't get stuck. And then you have to put the puzzle back together and figure it all out. When your mind is not at ease. When your mind is grappling with the details of surviving whatever the situation is, that's at least, hopefully, one thing that you wouldn't have to worry about, right? And it's an easy thing to do. You just copy, put stuff in whatever bag it is, whatever that go bag is, that's what you call it, a go bag, and then you're done. I mean, look, I resisted doing it for too long of a time, and then finally got smart when I realized, a tornado could have taken the roof of my house off, and that would not have been a good thing, as I was huddled in a tub, realizing I have no safe room to go to. So I got the go bag memo. I realized just how important that was. What's going on with Elon Musk, by the way? Twitter has been sued for $136,000 in overdue rent at their San Francisco office. So now he's not paying rent. I can't pay rent. What am I to do? Yeah, so the landlord, the company, they say that it's late. So this building, which is on the edge of Chinatown, that's where the social media platform is, on the 30th floor of this building, they haven't paid. So they went after him, right? And it's in a really area like profitable. It's a high rent. It's a high rent area. It's on Market Street, and they're behind, so they better hurry up. I guess, listen, you pay $44 billion for the company. He's going to be on the hook for, I guess, $1 billion a year in interest payments from the deal, and it's not so glamorous. Not that he didn't know it. I mean, listen, he is one of the wealthiest people in the world, right? So he's cutting costs at Twitter. He's doing whatever he can. He's slashing expenses. He's auctioning off office equipment. He knows what he's doing. Coming up, we got the mic drop. What could the mic drop be? There are so many different directions that we could go in with this one. Trust me, it's not going to be Kevin McCarthy. It's not going to be what's happening on the Hill. That's just too bloody obvious. So instead, we got a much different twist for you. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. 9 rounds and he's still down. Kevin McCarthy still has not garnered enough votes to take over as Speaker of the House. Every speaker since 1923 has been elected after just one vote. A group of about 20 hardline Republicans argue the party needs a new direction. The nation's border guards say President Biden is in for a surprise when he visits the southern border.
People are still crossing. People are still being released in crazy numbers.
Chris Cabrera is with the Border Patrol Union in Texas. He says physical barriers are being erected, but their use is limited. Once a person crosses the border, they're allowed to claim asylum. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 340 points to 32,929. The S&P 500 dropped 45 points to 3807. The NASDAQ shed 153 points to 10,305. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Of this hour, you, and the tall guy in the back. Yep, all of your emails. You've been heard. We're hitting the mailroom. But before we get there, I got a couple of interesting, what I call mic drop moments. One is, I just think, brilliant, which that's a mic drop to me, something that's like, wow, that's brilliant. How'd they come up with that? Or that's just a genius idea. And then one is, give me a break. Because I think a mic drop moment can also be, you got to be kidding me. So I'm going to go first with you got to be kidding me moment. There are still people in this country who cannot get their luggage, they can't find their luggage from Southwest Airlines. So think about the adventure the luggage is having that the people who own the luggage never got to go on. So the luggage is traveling in a couple of different places, but the people didn't travel in a couple of different places. So you had to become like a sleuth to find your luggage if you just didn't get lucky because you're trying to track everything down. You know, the craziness about AirTags is actually brilliant if you had an AirTag because you probably had a better chance to find your luggage. Because at least you might be able to track it to wherever it was. So Christmas weekend, Southwest Airlines canceled thousands of flights. Last week, the same thing happened, right? infuriating passengers, and they're trying to process funds. Some people, again, are playing the luggage jigsaw game where they can't find them. They promise they'll get that to them. They'll reimburse them. And so what happened, what Southwest decided to do was, okay, we'll work on the reimbursement thing, and it's going to be on a case-by-case basis, figuring out what somebody's going to get. But we're going to give people that had any, were part of any of that meltdown, between Christmas and just after New Year's, if you were part of that, hey, we are going to gift you 25,000 frequent flyer points. Boom. Mic drop. Yeah, I'm calling lame on that. Is it okay to have frequent flyer points, and does it help and all that? Of course. But does it help when your whole plans were destroyed? And then adding insult to injury, you had to crawl back to where you were, if you could get there, and then you didn't have what was in your luggage, and in some cases, there were some things you needed, right? Even if you took your most valuable things out and you walked on the plane with it. I heard the story of one young woman who's still waiting to hear if Southwest is going to cover her almost $2,000 she had to spend during 4 days trying to get her family of four home to Illinois after their flight was canceled in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And then this woman, she's, I think, quoted in a couple different places, if she eventually gets the money, it might not even be worth it to fly Southwest again. And she says it would take a lot for the airline to prove that they can fix the technology they use to get flight crews and planes where they need to go. It's just not worth the hassle I went through. In my book that you hear me talking about, Deal Your Own Destiny, I talk about what happened to me. The technology problems left me stranded when I had to get from Dallas to Phoenix. Because guess what? I was the keynote speaker in a group of like 1,000 people and was moderating this media panel. And I also had three other things that were part of that. And so could someone take my place? Not really. It was very specific to what I do. So as they canceled us on the way to the airport for the second time, we had no choice, no options, couldn't get on any other airlines, had to drive straight through 17 hours. Luckily, we didn't have lost luggage like some of these people. But I feel exactly like Danielle Zanin feels. It takes a lot for me to want to fly that airline because there could be some convenience. It has cheaper flights sometimes. But what happened to me shouldn't have happened to her this many years later, because it happened to me in 2017. And here we are now in 2023, so the tail end of 2022. And they admitted their technology was antiquated, and that was part of the problem. So that's too many years to work on that. You can't tell me they couldn't have fixed that. All right, what I think is the genius mic drop moment. Spotify came up with a great idea. Spotify has this new playlist feature that lets you kind of gift wrap, if you will, a musical time capsule for 2024. So they let you capture what music you're listening to now in a virtual bottle, and you can send it to yourself, and you'll get it a year from now. And it lets you pick songs based on questions, like you provide song titles as answers to three or more questions, and then they'll send it to you. All you do is go to Spotify.com/playlistandbottle from whatever your device is, and you get that capsule. You can get that capsule, and it could be, you know, in a lunchbox or a gumball machine or in the typical bottle, whatever it is. So a song that reminds you of your favorite person, a song you need to hear live in 2023. And you have until the end of January to do this time capsule. It's free. It's great. I think it's such a great idea, because then it's going to boomerang back to you. And the playlist in the bottle, I think, is genius. Mic drop. Yeah, I'm going to drop the mic on that. I know some people that did, and they said it's great. But here's the thing. Here's the catch on this. you make this playlist, but you can't listen to it for a year. Because otherwise, right? So it's locked in for a year, so you're not getting that on Spotify. So just make sure it's a song you can't live without. And it's probably, you know, who knows, it's something you're listening to. And if you like music, and there are certain songs you jam to, you turn up on the radio, everybody has them. I don't care if you're 70 years old, 20 years old, somewhere in between that mix, you definitely have them. But there could be songs you like that you'd like to hear a bunch of times, and you'd be willing to put them in that time capsule. But I don't think it's a clever idea. It's clever. We have so many apps for this, apps for that, apps, and at least that's something fun. It's free. You know, it's free. So if you're a music person, why not? I like the whole idea of the bottle thing. I always find that intriguing when people put notes in bottles, in real bottles, and then it washes up somewhere and somebody finds it and the kid gets excited because it came from Australia and how did it get here and some of the crazy things. Now with pollution and everything else, it's a good chance it could be pulled out of the water. Who knows? That whole sweet idea of it just washing up on the shore. But this virtual idea, I think, is, again, it's just a brilliant, brilliant idea. It's just a fun, interesting thing. And because Spotify, they've had to deal with a couple of black eyes, and then they had to deal with things that worked. And so this is just something clever, cute, easy, and a lot of people are interested in and are participating in it. And so that's the key. It's getting people engaged, right? Yeah, that's the whole idea, and they get it. They're on it. 100%. So as we're speaking, don't you just wish you could put this moment of Congress in a bottle? Just bottle them all up. Bottle them all up and get this moment out of here. You know, I have to say, I knew McCarthy really had to push for the votes, but I did not think he would not get the votes, right? I thought he would just somehow eke them out, that there would have been enough. There would have been enough going on behind the scenes, enough agreements, all these concessions he made, that it would happen, that the deal would be there on the table. But there is a deal on the table for the holdouts, but it hasn't done anything yet. We'll work on Friday. We'll see. 11 times to have a vote and not be able to capture that really, really tells you something, I think. Really, really tells you something. All right, the big news that also all of us are talking about, unfortunately, or actually, fortunately, I shouldn't say that. The fact that the people who have lost friends, who have lost their children in this heinous, heinous crime, finally the court appearance for the suspect in the Idaho killings. You know, we've been talking about this for a long time now. And so the 28-year-old, Brian Koberger, arrested Friday, we know that, Pennsylvania, 6 weeks after the November 13 murders of the four college students in the Idaho rental house on campus. He's in court on Thursday. He was read the murder and burglary charges against him. He had his court-appointed public defender. And now there's all these details that are being released, because they can be released. And according to the affidavit made public on Thursday, is they could locate the DNA of a single male source that was left on the button of a knife sheath found near one of the victims. Then the other thing is, I mean, hey, they got a warrant to go through trash from the Koberger's family home in Pennsylvania. They obtained DNA from the trash. They identified that with a high level of probability it belonged to the biological father of the person that's whose DNA was on the knife. That's how they came up with that. And then one of the other young girls in the house could describe him because he went by her in the house after killing her friends and said he had bushy eyebrows and was all dressed in black, described him, and they had that to go on. That was another piece of evidence. We'll see how this all plays out. Mailbag next.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Thanks to all of you for filling the mailbag up, and here we are just a couple days into 2023. So here's one from Harry who says, Kate, you know, so much attention is going to Hamlin, which it should go to him, and I'm so happy to hear about the movement. The doctors have reported about the funny thing about him asking about who won the game. It looks like, fingers crossed, prayers up and everything else, that he's going to get through this. But I wondered about Jeremy Renner. I, too, like you, I heard you say you watch Mayor of Easttown. It was really sad to hear what happened to him and realize just how crazy those accidents can happen with the amount of snow and somebody having problems and being stuck and then him trying to get into this his own snow plow. What a really sad deal. You know what is good? I mean, there's nothing good about being run over by a snowcat. I mean, the huge machine, having to be flown out, being in the ICU, all of that. But he had a couple of surgeries, and there was a clip of him where his head was being massaged, and he was saying it was an ICU spa moment to lift his spirits on his Instagram story, and he thanked his mother and his sister. They were in the clip, and it was just, you know, a tough week, obviously, and he's going to have some time getting over this. He had blunt chest trauma, I've said that, orthopedic injuries with this snow cat going over him. He's lucky that he's alive, and you can just imagine what that would have been like for the family to have that happen. You know, the frantic 911 call, the fact that, you know, it happens on Sunday. They had had so much snow, and they had 3 feet of fresh snow, and he was using it to help a family member who was stuck in the snow near his house. And he was speaking to that person when the snow cat started to roll. And it just was a tragic, crazy accident. And, you know, that's what they say. That's what happens when you're distracted, or you think it's okay because you don't think it's moving or it's not going to move. And then some bizarre thing like that happens. But the good news is, as in the Damar Hamlin thing, who woke up, and the Bills player, and asked in writing if the Bills won the game. I mean, all of this is good news on both fronts. Absolutely. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Sam IM. And Sam says, Kate, what is wrong with the Republicans allowing this nonsense to keep happening with the vote? And what happens if this heads into yet another week? Certainly, they have to come up with somebody else and just say, too bad, Kevin McCarthy, who says he's worked for it, earned it, all this other stuff. If he's not getting it, it doesn't matter what kind of deal he cuts or how furious he is with the people who won't vote his way. There has to be a different direction, and it probably should have already happened. Yeah, it's so awkward, right? And it's just bad in general. Let's face it, right? And even the Democrats are urging the caucus to stay, you know, at the 212 against McCarthy, because that helps in him not getting that. So he lost in round 11. And how do you move the goalpost? How do you move the goalpost? And the answer is, it's just going to keep on going until something breaks, and I think it's already been broken. You know, frankly, that's the problem. All right, let's move to this one from Thomas. And Thomas says, Kate, daylight savings time. I remember you talking about the fact that this is like a heavy debate finally for real in Congress, and the practice of changing our clocks twice a year and figuring out the whole sunlight that we should have is actually something that's heavily, heavily debated, and it's something that's going to be taken up again officially in Congress, and it could be that the spring forward is the last time we move in any direction. Do you like daylight savings time? I don't. I can we just stay on the same time? I don't like daylight savings time. I get the theory behind it. I understand why it happened in the first place a long time ago. But no, it's confusing as all get out, isn't it? And of course, I like it when we fall back, if we're gonna split hairs on it, because you, in your mind, get that extra amount of sleep. But overall, no. Here we go. Ron says, Oh, my. Did you see, Kate, the report on the Keystone Pipeline? I know years ago you were talking about the Keystone Pipeline and the environmental hurdles that it actually went through and jumped over, and then it got stalled out. And now there is this report from the Department of Energy that shows the economic benefits that we could have reaped this nation if the Keystone XL Pipeline had just gone on, but the project went to a halt. And so it would have been worth some crazy amount in billions, and it would have been like 60,000 some jobs. Yeah, I saw that. I did see that, the U.S. Department of Energy report, and there's been a little conversation about it. So it would have been like $9.6 billion in economic benefits, and it would have been about 60,000 jobs, maybe even a little bit more. So it hurt certain economies, like Montana's economy. It hurt them because that would have been incredibly helpful. That would have helped a lot of working families in that area. So it hurt them, the that kind of energy agenda. And it hurt ranchers, farmers, landowners, definitely. And there were others, other towns, other areas that could have used that boost, right? This is the whole thing with this. So that with Biden, that was never going to happen because of the arguments about the environment, even though some of the environmental hurdles were actually completely jumped over. I mean, the tests, et cetera. So, I think now with the report coming out, that infuriates people who see what could have happened. Now, there's others that will tell you, oh, I don't want a pipeline. I don't want a pipeline running through my backyard. I don't want the pipeline here. I don't like the possibility of what could happen. And certainly there were people that did not want to see it happen. But actually seeing the specifics of it and what it would have been, you know, it's that weighing that and where does that go? And then, look, the honest truth is, if it's not in your backyard, it's like, hey, it's creating jobs, it's whatever, but it's not in my backyard. But if it's in your backyard, I mean, you might feel a little bit differently. All right, one last one. This one is from Bill, who says, hey, Kate, if you won the Mega Millions, what's the first thing you would do? Pick myself up from falling down on the floor in shock. I mean, I think it would take, honestly, the very first thing would be checking the numbers probably obsessively to just be so shocked you think it's wrong. You can't believe what you're seeing. I think that's what you would have to gather. And then once you gathered yourself, the honest truth is it's so much money, you have to immediately find financial people and figure out, you know, what to do. Let's just put it this way. I would give a lot of that money away. I would absolutely give a lot of that money away to people who desperately need it. I would set up some kind of I already do what I can, but I would set it up on a bigger scale, right? And hopefully, that's how the money flows, right? The more you give, the more you get. Anyway, that's my philosophy. 2023, peeps. Now more than ever, make it count.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.